Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, how can I help you today?
As a McDonald's employee, you say those words quite often. But how about when you need help, like consulting a doctor?
Hi, how can I help you today?
When you work for a McDonald's restaurant, we take care of you like family. With free virtual doctor's visits, including getting prescriptions and refills for you and everyone in your family. Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com and find out more. The benefits described herein are only available at participating restaurants.
Goldilocks Productions broadcasts universal cosmic frequencies that unlock, awaken, and expand the consciousness of our worldwide viewers and listeners.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Enjoy the Goldilocks Productions presentation of the In the Psychic Flow Show with Carolyn Carey.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to In the Psychic Flow. Wonderful to be here with you tonight. I know we will have some people jumping on to join us. We have a very special guest tonight. Before I get to this lovely special guest, let me just tell you thank you for all of your donations for March and April. We appreciate that. And if you're on YouTube, you can. We have a super sticker feature. Excuse the squeaking in the background. Somebody's got a toy they're running around with. Hi, Jill. Hi, Richard. And so please ignore that. I hope they stop that soon. What was I talking about? Oh, the YouTube. So if you want a super sticker, you may do that. You're more than welcome to. You don't have to feel obligated to do that. But if you do that, we'll give you a little extra minute reading on something. Ruth is going to do some mini reading, some intuitive work, and we're going to talk about her, Ruth Saltman. So let me bring her on. And hi, Ruth. Wonderful to have you with us tonight.
We were
last week, but we had some internet problems. So I'm so glad to see you tonight.
Well, thanks. I'm really glad to be back. Thanks for having me back. You know, I did have a few internet issues last week, but those have been resolved. So we're good to go now.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. So if anybody wants to add a super sticker tonight, you're more than welcome. We'll take your, we'll do your readings first, and we'll give you a little blob. There you go. Thank you, Jill Sheen. I will have, you're used to me doing readings, but I'll throw something in on the super stickers. And let me introduce Ruth, who I know everyone on here probably knows. But if this is your first time joining us, this is Ruth Saltman is with us. She's the show host here on Goldilocks Productions of The Transformational Soul. And she's we're on Goldilocks Productions, as I said. Please check out all the shows. Ruth is an author with a lifelong passion for writing. So that I grabbed from her bio, but I improvised a little bit because I wanted to, I had an opportunity to talk a little bit with her last week before her internet problems interfered. But Ruth is, I would say, empathic and intuitive. And she channels, I would say, not maybe channeling a spirit, but she channels her writing and her talks. She has a lot of peace and calm within her, and she brings that to us. And she has a very nice and complete, I would say, quiet understanding of humanity. So I improvised there a little bit, Ruth. I hope that was okay. You have a book, which is called Metamorphosis, A Journey of the Soul. And you have talked about teaching about how to write and do your publish your own books. You've talked about that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that when you decide to do that class, it's going to be full. I know for one, I will be in there. So you really are encouraging me to do a few things that I've put on the shelf. And I think I'm not the only one. So what do you want to bring to us tonight with your wonderful empathy and intuitiveness? What's your take on what's going on in the world?
What's going on in the world?
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of love and light going on. We are working so much every day to raise the vibration of this planet, and it's working. I see it every day. Mm-hmm. You know, it's absolutely amazing. You know, when as people start to awaken and they begin to heal themselves because they want to heal, that healing that takes place raises their vibration, which in turn raises the vibration of everybody. And, you know, when you can see somebody else doing something, you're like, hey, if they can do it, I can do it too. So it kind of catches on and ripples out to who knows how far it goes.
And I'm sure we have a lot of spiritual light workers here joining us this evening. And I want to thank them for all their prayers. And through lockdown, the COVID lockdowns and distancing, that seems to be coming to an end. So, which I'm so grateful for. And thank you all for your prayers and for all your happy thoughts and donations to the show hosts on this channel. It's just fabulous. So Ruth, when you were writing your book, what possessed you to write that? It's your story, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I had been guided for years, probably like a good maybe 10 years, you know, that my angels and spirit guides were telling me, you know, you need to write a book. You need to write a book. Well, I would get a lot of messages, you know, randomly. So I would jot them down. And it was just last year that they told me it's time. You got to finish this and publish it now. So I did. You know, I was really fearful of it. You know, years ago, I was just fearful of thinking of anybody ever reading my book. There's a lot of personal information in there and stuff. And but once I realized, you know, that fear was just an illusion, I stepped beyond it and, you know, I did it. And I was really, really proud of myself. I really feel like I, you know, stepped out on the, you know, the edge of the branch out there where the leaves are. You know, I just took a giant leap outside my comfort zone. And, you know, it's been really amazing because I've heard a lot of stories from people. You know, they might read something in my book and say, wow, that really changed my perspective on this, or, you know, something like that to that effect. And it was always my intention writing this book that it would help other people to heal and go through their awakening process a little easier. Because when I was going through all of that, you know, I had no one to talk to about it. I felt like I was going insane. So I really felt like it was really important for people to know that they're not alone, you know. And when you can share your experiences with others, you know, it can really help them to forge their own path more successfully and easier too.
Wow. That's great. And I'm so happy that you mentioned your guides, spirit guides and mm-hmm. teachers and everything. Can you tell our viewers and audience what that's like working for you? What that consists of? Is it a daily basis? Do you check in with them? Do they send you messages? How does that work?
Well, it's kind of a little bit of all of that. But when I was writing my book, it would just be like I could be laying in bed and all of a sudden, you know, all these words would come to me. I'm like, I got to write this down because I'll forget it in the morning. And I know it was them because I was laying there trying to go to sleep. I wasn't thinking about anything. It would just pop into my head.
Right.
But no, I do talk to my angels and guides, my whole spiritual tribe on a daily basis. You know, I always ask for their guidance when I'm doing card readings and everything. And you know, I can feel their presence. Sometimes it'll be a feeling. Sometimes they'll give me, I'll hear like a voice in my head. Sometimes they'll just give me a clear picture. It's, you know, it keeps expanding and more different ways, which is really cool too.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Because a lot of people, particularly our audience, is really awake and aware, I would say. Mm-hmm. And they're experimenting with their gifts. And that's why they watch the shows on Goldilocks Productions, because they learn from right. us, from others. And I think it is very encouraging. I love that you told your story. I think it's very enlightening, very encouraging for the rest of us.
Well, thank you.
We'd love to have you do some readings if you feel up to that.
Oh, sure.
Okay. So we have some great super stickers. I want to thank everybody for doing that. God bless you and thank you. Let me start up at the beginning. Welcome, everyone. The first person up would be Jill Sheen.
Okay, Jill.
So if you could just do, you know, a little mini reading.
Sure.
Person.
I've got a card for you, Jill. Career transition.
Ooh.
And this is Archangel Shamuel. And he is saying that your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change. And I feel like you may or may not know this already, but I feel a big change coming for you as far as a career. And you're going to be more purpose-filled in this career. It's going to be more of a spiritual pathway for you. I feel like it's going to be a little bit of, you know, stepping outside of your comfort zone, because I feel like it's something that you're maybe not haven't done that much, or maybe that you're a little uncomfortable with, but you need to do it anyway. And I feel like it's going to be a real huge, huge growth and evolution for you spiritually. So whenever this opportunity comes along, you need to grab it because it's the right one for you.
Oh, perfect. I just happen to know that Jill has been exploring some other career paths, so I'm sure she's wonderful. She's going to be very excited about your message tonight. Jill, you know, I have to tell you, I'm going to add a little something for our super sticker people. We know that your mother had passed recently. I want to let you know, she gives me the word engaged. She says, like, I'm engaged with a process of, I think, maybe awakening or becoming familiar with, and she wants to say thank you for everything. She is with a sister. I think she has a sister in spirit, and they're both commending you for your patience and I would say your compassion for the situation. So I just want to leave it at that. I also just want to chime in, if I may, on Ruth's message there. It does feel, I know you wanted to stay with the same company because they're very good to you, but I also feel there's some other opportunities. So I wouldn't, I would look at everything. And there's quite a few, I feel there's a few offers, maybe two, three things coming. I know you've been applying, but to me, whatever you select is going to be, as Ruth said, more freeing. Ruth, would you agree with that? I feel like a more
yes.
freedom and a peaceful feeling about you, Jill, and allowing yourself to enjoy. Boy, that's the hardest lesson, isn't it,
mm-hmm.
for us?
I feel like it's going to be more in line of who she is, too.
Oh, good, good. You know, not being held back in any way, I think.
Right.
That's great. So thank you, Jill, for your super sticker. We enjoy you being here with us tonight. Thank you, Tiffany, for putting up my website. I didn't introduce myself when I started the show. I'm Carol Ann, your host for In the Psychic Flow. Thank you for joining us. My website is carolannkerry.com. And let's see, our next person up would be Nicole. Thank you, Nicole, for joining us tonight.
Okay, Nicole. This beautiful card is for you. It says Counselor. And this is Archangel Azrael. You are a natural counselor, and many people benefit from your guidance and reassurance. I feel like there are a lot of people around you that really intently listen to what you say, watch what you do, and really look up to you. I'm not sure if you even know the extent of this, but I feel like there are, you know, I don't want to say necessarily that they follow and, you know, follow everything you do in your footsteps, but I feel like you are a real inspiration to others. Sometimes, though, when we give so much of ourselves, we can forget about taking care of ourselves. So I would just want to stress self-care and self-love to you. Make sure you're taking really good care of yourself, because if you can't replenish, you know, all of that in yourself, then, you know, you have nothing to give to anybody else. So just make sure you're, you know, take an extra, you know, 20 minutes a day if you can, you know, just to devote to some you time.
Lovely. You know, I do get that impression about Nicole as well, that I think people, I was going to say admire, but I feel more like respect, because she's very, to me, earthy.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like down to earth, and just the way she accomplishes things. So she doesn't come off that way, but I think that's inside of her, part of her. And I feel I have an older lady, and I think we've discussed her before. I'm an older woman in spirit, which I would say grandparent or great grandparent, but I'm being shown this beautiful ribbon. So I don't know. And it looks like a blue ribbon. So sometimes when I get this, it could be a pregnancy in the family or a birth in the family, meaning a boy, it's either a blue ribbon or a pink ribbon. But I feel particularly a gift. There's a gift to you, and it has this beautiful, lovely, and she's telling me it's a silk ribbon. So I don't know what that's about. I don't know if you used ribbons in your hair as a child or if she would wrap gifts with this ribbon. But I feel like there's something here for you to explore and discover. And she also mentions the month of April. So I don't know what that is about. And I hope that resonates with you. And if I can get back to you on that, I will. Our next person. Hi, Kavita. Thank you so much for joining us. I thank you, Nicole, for joining us. Let me see. Who is our next? Super Magnolia, which I think.
Kim.
Yeah, that's Kim. Yep,
Kim. Well, Kim, I have this beautiful outdoors card for you. And this is Archangel Jophiel. Go outside, get some fresh air, and connect with nature to relieve stress and gain new creative ideas. And as soon as that card came up for you, I heard that you were working too hard. So, you know, it's great, you know, to have goals and ambitions and be a hard worker, but you have to make sure, you know, that you're getting what you need yourself. You know, spending some time outside in nature can always revive us, regenerate us, and just make us feel amazing. So my suggestion to you would be to get outside a little bit more, you know, take a few more breaks and go a little easier on yourself.
Beautiful. Nicole had said, hello, ladies. And she does have some feedback here. Laura Romero is also joining us, another show host, Angels in Healing. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Let me see. What was the comment? Nicole's going to get your book, too. Laura Romero says your book is wonderful, Ruth.
Thank you, Laura.
And what else did she say? Jill Sheen. Oh, let me finish, Nicole. Yes, self-care, yes, and self-love I need. I am the oldest and a mom now. And she said, I'm like my dad, I'm down to earth. So that was accurate. And she said her birthday is April and her dad passed in April. So we did get some feedback there. Thank you. And she says, thank you, ladies. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Let me get back up here. We have Richard Riddle is next.
Okay. And Richard, you have the comfort card. And this is Archangel Azrael. I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal. I do feel a little bit of maybe like sadness coming from you. I don't know if I don't necessarily think like you have a broken heart from a relationship or anything, But I do feel like there's a little bit more healing that needs to go on for you. Maybe a little bit more of loving yourself more, being more accepting, not necessarily of yourself, but of everything in general. You know, tolerance was a word that I never liked. I always replaced that with acceptance, because who on earth wants to be tolerated, right? So just be accepting, because things are as they're supposed to be. But do a little bit of work on that heart chakra. See if you can't balance it a little bit more, because I think that'll help you feel a whole lot better.
That's lovely. Richard, I want to say this is kind of unusual for me to get. It must be because I'm working with Ruth and she's bringing out some aspects of my psychic work that I haven't used in a while or something. I'm not particularly tuned into the spirit world for you, Richard, but what I'm kind of getting, I'm getting your feet. I don't know if you work in a store. I think that you work in a store of some sort. And I think you mentioned something about being a cashier, which is good for you. But I feel like you have kind of big feet, and I feel like I have darker sneakers on, and I can see you. I see you walking. I think it's you. All I can see is the feet up to maybe the knees, and I feel like I'm walking, and they're big male feet, and I feel like I'm walking through this thing, and through the aisles or around the store. If you were in a store, that's my impression, a store. And there's people there and other employees. And I feel the word that I had gotten that I'm getting was that you feel, I think you recognize they have been overlooked. I think that might be the disappointment. There's disappointment there. Boy, disappointment's a killer, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And I think you knew you measure up. And I think you knew you're more than what people think of you. And I think you were on your way to proving that. Sometimes we all have to prove ourselves in the spot, in the niche that we pick. You know, I think sometimes we have to let people show our aptitude and what we can do. And I think that you're doing that. And I think that you're doing it beautifully. And I feel that there's a lot of angelic energy around you, and people from the spirit realm are spending that to you. I think this is a much, by the end of this year, I feel like people are going to recognize that, wow, that's the kind of guy you can count on, you know? And there's something to be said for steadfastness and loyalty, I think, is something, some of the qualities they're going to see. What do you think, Ruth?
I think that's awesome. I think that's really spot on.
Okay, great. Thank you, Richard, for joining us tonight. You are always a delight. Thank you so much. Laura Romero said, love the book. Okay, we got Linnell. Our dear friend Linnell is super sticker tonight. Thank you so much.
Hi, Linnell. Oh, let's see. Linnell, you got the card of courage.
Ah.
And that's Archangel Michael. Oh, I'm sorry, this isn't. This is Archangel Ariel. I always think of Archangel Michael when I think of courage. Yeah. Be courageous and stand up for your beliefs. And I believe that the last time I pulled a card for you, that we got the same card. So I think that's kind of interesting, but I just feel like you have some situations going on in your life right now where you may be having a difficult time or some apprehension about speaking your truth. Not necessarily speaking your truth as far as what you believe, but speaking your truth in other ways. And Archangel Ariel is just here to remind you that you need to just be courageous, that the angels are always with you and they will assist you whenever you need them. All you have to do is ask. So fear nothing. And, you know, just say what you need to say, but say it in a kind, you know, and gentle way. Because you can say things, you could say good morning to someone in a nasty way. And, you know, that's going to be taken totally different than if you were to say it nicely. So even when we have to say difficult things sometimes, as long as we present them in the right way and in the right tone, more times than not, people will be receptive of that information. So, you know, just keep on going and speak your truth.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for that. Linnell, you are so funny. What a powerhouse you are. It's like when you see Linnell coming, she has the energy of a locomotive coming down the track, you know, is the feeling that I get with her. And I have a gentleman here. Now, you let me know if this is Dad. I know you have a few gentlemen in spirit. Usually I get your grandmother, who you were very close to, but she's standing on the side here today because this gentleman is here. And I feel like I don't have a lot of hair on my head, but I feel like I have whiskers. I feel like I have a beard at some point. So if this could be Dad or Grandpa or Great-Grandpa, one of those. And I feel as if there's an ethnicness to him, a different culture. And I feel like I want to play a violin or something. I have something to do with music. And I want to let any commending you on your abilities to not only adapt, but make a situation great, like make it fun. And I have seen videos of you doing that, like in fairy costumes and stuff. And you're just outrageous and remarkable at the same time. So I just want to let you know that you have a lot of spirit working with you, and they are very proud of everything you do. Let me, before we thank you, Linnell, for joining us. One up, Melissa Parks is on here. Hello, beautiful lady. She says, hi, Melissa, another show host.
Joyful Findings.
Thank you. Joyful Findings. I knew it was something joyful. it's wonderful when we have the show host join us. It's so nice. Hold on just a moment. I just wanted to read you from Jill Sheen. Said that was awesome from both of you. No sister in spirit, but her mother had a friend, Ina, who was like a sister. So, and she's very excited about the job prospects coming. So I'm reading them out for the people who are listening and not watching. If you're driving home from work or you're cooking dinner, whatever you're doing, I just want to let you know what we have your comments. Super Space Cookie, I think that's Sarah, says, I love your shirt, Carolyn, and thank you. Thank you very much. I felt like it was a tie-dye moment tonight. And Richard Riddle says, yes, I do clean the lot. So, and I'm getting help with the lot. So I don't, and he says, hello, Sarah. He says, hello to everybody. Everybody loves Richard. Okay. Let me find our next super sticker person. We got Linnell. We got Richard Riddle. We got Kim. I think we got him. We got Nicole. We got Jill Sheen. So thank you all for that. Okay. So now, Laura Ronello is joining us tonight. Thank you for joining us, Laura. And thank you so much for your private messages. I appreciate that. Let's see who we can, let's go to the top and we'll go in order now. We have Kavita. Kavita, hi, everyone. Would love a message. I have to listen to the replay today. Thank you, Kavita. Nice to see you. You were on my mind about your healing experience. I will text you later and see how that went. Do you have any messages for Kavita?
I do. Teaching and learning.
Ah.
Kavita, this is Archangel Zadkiel, and he's telling you to keep an open mind and learn new ideas. Then teach these ideas to others. So I feel like, you know, you're learning lots of new information right now, and they want to make sure that it resonates with you, that you're able to retain this information, because there's going to be an opportunity for you to share it with others.
Hmm. Wow. I wonder what field that is in. That sounds very interesting.
I don't know, but I feel like it's has a spiritual aspect to it. So maybe some type of healing or, you know, self-work.
Beautiful. Beautiful message. Thank you so much. That is great. All right. Let's see. Thank you for joining us tonight, Kavita. Sugar Magnolia. That was Kim, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How about Laura Romero? Do we have anything for Laura today?
Of course. Let's see. Okay, Laura, you also got the comfort card.
Ooh.
And that's Archangel Azrael. I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal. So I feel like, let's see, what am I getting? I don't feel like so much like that you're in a, going through any kind of grief or anything, but I do feel like there's something that has happened recently that has maybe made you feel really down or disappointed, and you need to heal those emotions. And I mean, everything is going to be fine. I know you were having some issues with your dog, but I know that that's all been resolved. So I don't know if maybe this is some past emotions that are being dredged up, you know, from some memories, maybe some personal dates, you know, things that reminding you of someone that's no longer here. But I do feel like your heart hurts a little bit, and I'm going to send you tons and tons of love.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you. What would be, what are your recommendations for self-healing besides like maybe taking better care of yourself? Do you mean like better eating better, not allowing ourselves to get anxious? What would you recommend, Ruth?
For, I didn't hear the first part.
For self-healing? Yeah.
Well, first I think forgiveness, because a lot of times we hold on to grudges and all of that anger and resentment from a situation that has been unresolved can cause a lot of, you know, health issues if they've been, you know, sitting there and what's the word I'm looking for? They're just kind of like sitting there over and over, you know, and it's just a big mess. So that's the first thing I recommend. And, you know, we don't always get to confront the person that we have the issue with either.
Right.
You know, but the forgiveness part is what we do for ourselves, because we are the ones that need the closure. And, you know, Caroline, in my book, there is a forgiveness exercise in there that I have found very helpful for myself. I mean, that's where it came from. And it helped me to just get rid of a ton of stuff. But decluttering is really important, too. You know, getting rid of the old stuff so that the new energies can move in. But not just the physical stuff. I mean, we have to declutter our mind, get rid of thoughts, you know, that no longer serve us. But as far as the self-healing goes, too, it, you know, eating better, drinking a lot of water, you know, getting some fresh air, be mindful of what you put into your body in other ways, like what kind of music you listen to, what kind of TV shows you watch, because that can all affect your health, too.
Lovely. Yeah. No, that's, I like practical exercises and things that, as you mentioned, that's very important, you know, because people be like, well, self-care, I'm not sure what that means. Well, it means treating yourself better, you know, for one thing, but there's a lot of aspects to it. So thank you for sharing that.
Sure. And, you know, even if you just take 15 minutes a day and just sitting quiet all by yourself, you know, it makes a big difference being able to clear your head, clear your thoughts a little bit. And, you know, meditation works wonders, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very nice. You know, and envisioning where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of envisioning where do you want to be now?
Yes.
And I think another thing I would just add to that beautiful compilation you just did was, you know, sometimes there, when you're cleaning out, there's an emptiness, you mm-hmm. know, because you're clearing space for new things, to new people, new places, new things to come in. Don't grab the first thing that goes by just so you can,
right.
you know,
right.
cleared this for a reason. Allow yourself to experience, you know,
yeah.
like me, I feel like, oh my God, you know, this space is empty. I got to put something in it, you know, not necessarily. It could be empty for a while. It's okay.
Right? You know, yeah, that's right. Well, you know, too, you notice, like, I remember even when I was a kid, like once a week, my mom would do that, like really big cleaning for the week. And you could feel a difference in the house. You could feel a difference in the energy of the house. Of course, when I was little, I didn't know that's what it was. But I mean, you can walk into a place and tell if that stuff's been moved around. it just, the energy just feels different. It feels like it's moving, it's in motion, rather than when you got stuff piled everywhere, everything just, the energy just kind of gets stuck and it has nowhere to go. So when you clean, you know, clean things out, it does make you feel a whole lot better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm in the process of that now and it's a mess. But we'll get there. We're going to get there. Because I have a tendency to start new projects while I'm cleaning things out. I don't know why I do that. But, what would you call it? I'm kind of derailing myself.
Are you a fire sign?
Yeah. Well, yes. Isn't Sagittarius a fire sign?
Yeah. Yes. Because I know Aries, I'm a fire sign too. I'm Aries. And they always say that they like to start projects but never finish them. That's why I thought maybe all fire signs are like that.
Yeah. I'm thinking, yes. Yeah. I don't know what happened. My brain works differently. Eventually I get done, but I feel like I take the long road. We're getting some great comments here. I just want to share a couple of things with you. Let's see. We got Laura and we got Linnell. We got Richard. We got Jill. And that was the one I wanted to. Laura Romero. Yes. How about Melissa Parks? Do we have a message for Melissa Parks?
Sure, we do. See what the angels want Melissa to know.
Yeah, she gives a lot of messages, and I don't know if she gets many. So,
divine order.
Ah.
Archangel Raguel, everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see the underlying order. I know sometimes things can look one way to us, but there's a whole lot of other things going on, you know, behind the scenes, so to speak, on a spiritual level. And as humans, we get so impatient sometimes because we want what we want when we want it. And we have to remember that everything is in divine order. Everything will unfold just as it's supposed to.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Let's see. Kim says, I've been cleaning all week for me and friends. Just spent 7 hours cleaning carpet. Yes, it's time to relax for a few days. God bless you. Wow. I was trying to figure out. I keep telling myself, I don't know where this expression came from, but I heard it growing up. It'll be a month of Sundays before I get this place together. I say this every day. Like, you know, it's just me and two dogs and a cat. How the hell this happened? I have no idea. But, and I mean, it's worse than ever, you know, I mean, really. And it's because I'm ripping things apart and I took everything out of this one closet because I'm going to paint it. And then I finished up working outside, you know, like, So it's getting too hot to be out there now. So
yeah.
I have to get down to this. And on top of everything, I got a jury duty summons. I'm like,
Oh no,
you're kidding me. I don't think this is only the second time since I've been in Florida. So I'm like, well. Whatever. Melissa says, fabulous. Thank you so much. And Laura Romero said, thank you for the beautiful message. How about Laura Warnello? I don't know if you've met her.
I haven't.
She is a great audience member, follows us. Lovely gal.
Oh, let me get a card for her. All is well, Laura. All is well. Archangel Jeremiah, everything is happening exactly as it is supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand. And, you know, sometimes when we see, you know, when we say we want something, excuse me, or, okay, I'm also hearing that you need to speak your truth. So I don't know if there's a situation that something's holding you back from doing that, but everything will be okay. These things are going to be resolved, you know, within divine timing, of course. And I feel like, there's just some things that you really need to, you know, get off your chest that you really need to say to someone. And, you know, just do it with a kind heart and they will be receptive of your information. but everything will happen, is happening, and will continue to happen as it is supposed to. You know, there's a lot of things at work that you may not know about, but in the end, you'll be able to see how everything happened for the reasons that it happened.
Ooh. Very nice. Laura Romero is chimes in after I said I was on call for jury duty. She's laughing. She says, "Haha, just tell them you're psychic and they'll relieve you of jury duty."
Is that true? Will they?
I don't know. I have to tell you, the jail is right there too, at the, by the courthouse. I don't know if I want to screw around with these people. They might throw me in there, you know. I know that because I used to work down the street. Our building was right down the street from there. So, I mean, I really have no excuse, right in town. So if it was like in Tampa or something, I'd really try to concoct something. But there's only certain excuses they take, and I don't have any of them. So let's hope it doesn't happen. We just got another super sticker from Super Space Cookie, which I think is Sarah, correct?
Sarah, yeah.
So if you'd like to... Oh, that's good to know. Tiffany just chimed in, and she said, yes, in Connecticut, I am not asked for jury duty anymore when they found out my profession.
Oh. Hey,
give it a whirl.
There you go.
All right.
That might be your out.
Okay. What do you have for Sarah? Anything?
Yes. Sarah, this is Archangel Jophiel, and he wants to talk about patience. And your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience. But the message that I'm getting is that you need to be more patient with yourself. I feel like you do kind of the same thing I do, where you say that you can, you commit yourself to doing a million different things, even though it's not even humanly possible to do all the things that you want to commit to. And I feel like sometimes you get a little bit impatient with yourself. But don't forget, Sarah, you are human. So, you know, you need certain physical things too, such as sleep, proper food and water. So know that all these projects that you're working on, you know, everything, you're right on the right track, right on the right path you're supposed to be on. And it's going to just all of a sudden bloom like a field of flowers in the springtime. It's going to happen really fast, I feel like. And there's just, you know, no turning back. You're doing exactly what you need to be doing. You're exactly where you need to be. Just be a little bit more patient because, you know, sometimes, you know, all this work behind the scenes takes a little bit of time, but just be a little kinder with yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as being more patient with yourself.
Very nice. Sarah. You know, I'm getting some gentlemen here. I have a gentleman or two for you, Sarah, in the spirit world. And, well, this is different. I have a whiskey bottle here, like a quart, you know, the kind you can put in your, like a hip size, you know what I mean? And so I have somebody that used to maybe keep that in his pocket. So I don't know if that's an in-law, an outlaw, a family member, but I have a gentleman here. He's being very open about this and saying, so I guess you would know who, I hope you know who he is. But I just want to say he thinks that you're just wonderful. Everything that you do and how grateful the spirit world, he's saying that the spirit world is very grateful to you for listening to their guidance. So you must have a great spirit team over there helping you. And I think that you listen to that inner guidance. So, excuse me. So I think this gentleman is sharing that. And he's quite funny guy. And I think it was his secret and your secret that he had this hip flask, this bottle in his pocket. So it might have been something not everybody knew about, but maybe you did. Could be it's an older gentleman in spirit. Could have been a former boss or something, but I feel like someone that really enjoyed being with you. So I will let that go for now. And thank you for your super sticker. She is saying, Sugar Magnolia is saying, so sleep when you're dead is not something we should take literally. I guess not. No, they're not really sleeping. They're kind of busy over there.
Yeah.
Laura Romero also shared, I don't want people to think I don't want to do my civic duty. I have in the past. Mm-hmm. I am not in Florida. I've been thrown off more juries than I can tell you. I get thrown off. And I don't do anything. You know, I haven't done anything. But she's like, when you fill out the questionnaire about yourself, they want to know about your occupation. Then the attorneys will review it and either keep you or let you go. Right. When I was single and full-time working is when I got caught up in a jury. That's when I get stuck. But since after I got married a couple of times and had children, I had a daughter that I really have been called maybe one civil case. So I'm not anticipating getting stuck on a trial, but you never know. So I'm not discouraging people from doing that because if nobody did it, we're going to be in trouble, right?
Right.
You need That's to be true. Judged by your peers. But I've never had to be honest about this occupation before because I've never done it full time before. Uh-huh. So since that's what I am, I guess I have to tell them. I usually kind of hid that under the other stuff. Okay, so let's see what we got. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. We still have a few minutes. What is your recommendation? Whoops, we've got a couple more comments. Thank you for your donation works. Oh, it worked for Laura Romero. I should put that on there on the questionnaire. And Super Space Cookie is Sarah. Oh, Heidi's joining us. Thank you both so much. I believe that was my father-in-law, she said. Okay, good. So I think the gentleman with the hip flask was her father-in-law. Heidi, excuse me, says, listen to the dead and sleep in between shows, Sugar Magnolia. Okay. What do you recommend? What do you find works for you as in your spiritual practice, Ruth?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did you come into what works for you? Were you guided to do something? Did you just try different things like meditation or yoga or writing? How did you discover what works for you and what do you recommend? How do you recommend the rest of us find what we need to do?
Well, that's not a tough question, is it?
No.
Well, I'm still discovering a lot about myself, but I mean, I've always been intuitive all my life, but I would always just kind of say like, oh, that's woman's intuition or mother's intuition and kind of just play it off because, you know, people would look at you kind of crazy. So, I mean, even as a child, I heard physically ghosts in our house, a little boy and girl.
Wow.
And, I mean, I was probably like 11 or 12 years old. And, you know, let me just tell you, since this came up, it was a really interesting story. My grandma loved to go yard sailing. So she bought my mom and dad this brass bed that she found at a yard sale. And it was beautiful. And it had all the pieces. They would put it together, but it would never stay together. And they did it over and over. There were no pieces missing, but the bed would not stay together. So they put it in the front closet. And that's when we heard this little boy and girl. My mom heard it too, but she would never admit it at the time. But I could sit in the living room and I could hear them. They were just playing and laughing and, you know, having a conversation. And that was the first thing I can remember as a child of something, you know, like that happening to me. So I've always known I've had some kind of a spirit that has followed me every place I've ever moved. They like to hide stuff on me and, you know, something I'm using that's right in front of me, they'll put it in like two rooms over and it'll be like a week till I find it. I mean, silly stuff, nothing, you know, just, you know, to be fun, I guess. But I started being guided to start using my abilities and stuff. And so I just started practicing with them. And mostly the information that comes to me, it always started out as just a knowingness. I just know. And then it would be a feeling. I can feel it like in my body. And when it's like really powerful, I'll get the head to toe goosebumps. And now though, sometimes I do hear a message in my head or see a vision. As just a couple of nights ago, this happened to me. This has never happened before. But I was laying in bed. It was the night we had those thunderstorms, and my dog was all over the bed, and she ended up sleeping on top of my head. So I was laying there trying to go to sleep, and I was very relaxed. And it was probably like 3:30 in the morning, and I heard this voice, and it said, "The file is on your desk. The file is on the desk for CC Rodriguez." I'm like, "What the heck does that mean? I have no clue what that's supposed to mean." And then I saw a clear vision of, there must have been about 3 or 4 tables. They were long rectangular tables, wooden. And it was kind of like, it looked like a restaurant maybe, but possibly a hall, but I think it was a restaurant. And this family was coming in. These people were all related. And I saw this little boy hugging, I think it was his grandpa. And I felt like they hadn't seen each other for a long, long time. And when that happened, I thought, well, I wonder why I got something like that that just popped into my head in the middle of the night. And I got that voice that told me, you have to mention this on your show. And, you know, sometimes spirit is kind of funny because, you know, that means absolutely nothing to me. I have no idea who those people are or anything. But I did mention it on my show last night because that's what they wanted me to do. And it seems like every time I follow where they're nudging me, something else, like the visions will expand. Because I get those sometimes when I do the cards too. And I didn't in the beginning, but the more I stepped out on faith and trust, because trust is the really big, huge part. You know, everybody has intuition. Everybody, you know, knows things, but not everybody trusts it and follows it.
That's true. Yep. Because it sounds like you didn't have any, you weren't poo-pooed as a youngster growing up with this. It doesn't sound like anybody said to you, don't talk about that.
Well, my mom, sure, she wouldn't even admit that she heard it. I think it like scared the crap out of her.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, she also saw other things too. My mom saw quite a few things. She saw I believe it was a very tall Native American in her bedroom closet who apparently was very good looking, but she opened the closet door and saw him standing there and just, you know, froze and then shut the door. And then when she opened it, he was gone. But we had learned later that the place that she lived at the time was an old Indian burial ground.
Ah.
So, I mean, I can understand that. And she's the last place that I lived with her when I was taking care of her a couple years probably before she passed. She saw a woman in the house every so often. And she described what she was wearing, kind of like, I believe like maybe 1800s or something. And she would just casually walk through the house and it didn't faze her at all. I think my mom had a lot of abilities that she never really acknowledged.
Right.
She used to see faces all the time too. Mm-hmm. Not didn't know who they were. So I'm sure spirit's probably trying to, you know, was probably trying to get a hold of her and get her attention for a long time, but she didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I've discovered in talking about with other psychics and mediums such as yourself and other friends that do this work, you discover that it's actually hereditary in a lot of cases, in which it is. Like, even though your mom may not have used it, mm-hmm. she had it. So it is passed down.
I suspect that with my grandma too, because she used to know a lot of stuff. I mean, stuff would just come out of her mouth and you'd sit there and look at her like, she's got to be crazy or something. And then 30 years later, you'd find out, whoa, that really happened. When I was a little kid, this was way back before, you know, like women were doing all sorts of jobs or we had computers or anything like that. She told me the future was in nursing and computers. And at the time, of course, I'm a little kid. I'm thinking, you know, how would you know that? But sure enough, you know, that's where it's at. So somehow she knew. And she always had a lot of those old, like, folk remedies for things. And, you know, she was pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nice. We had a couple of people joined us. And let me see. Did we get Heidi?
No.
Okay, you want to do a message for Heidi?
I don't think we did.
No, I don't think we did.
Sure. Heidi, let's see. Okay. Gifts from God, Heidi. And this is Archangel Sandalphon saying, we angels bring you gifts from your creator. Open your arms to receive. And, you know, I feel like a lot of times, you know, we're very giving people and you like to give to others, but sometimes you're not that graciously accepting of gifts, I guess you could say. You would rather be giving than receiving, but you have to be able to openly receive in order for all the good to come to you. So if you're not open to receiving, you are going to lose out on a lot of blessings. So you just have to open your heart up a little bit more, because all of these blessings are just there, ready to flow right into your life if you allow them. Just step out of your own way and they will come to you.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's very true. Because we have to, I had to learn how to receive too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in a genuine way. I was the youngest of my family, so I got anyway. I was kind of spoiled, I guess, in that respect. But, you know, if a client sends me something or a friend gives me something, you know, I'm not used to, you know, I'm really not used to that. Or I shouldn't say I'm not used to it, but I used to be uncomfortable.
I had
to learn they need a genuine, grateful response from you. They need that.
Mm-hmm. You know,
give them what they need. And I think it's a form of humility to learn how to accept.
I think that's true.
You know, help or a gift or, you know, and those people need to give too. Just like we need to give,
mm-hmm.
they need to give too.
Right.
So,
and, you know, the way I overcame that for myself was I know how much joy it gives me to give to someone else. And if I don't accept what they give to me, then I'm robbing them of that joy.
Well put.
So, you know, that made me see it a whole different way.
Yes.
And it was a lot easier after that.
Well said. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, yeah.
Also, we have Carol joined us, and she comes on shows frequently. Oh, here's Anthony, too. He's on here. Let's give Carol something here.
Okay, Carol, you've got the sensitivity card. And it says that you are Archangel Haniel. You are extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings. There's, a lot of new energy coming in, and it's very powerful, but I do notice that it's affecting people in different ways. Some people are more bouncy and have a lot more physical energy. Other people, like myself, I feel more calm. I feel more serene and relaxed, but the feeling of the energy is very intense. And sometimes when I'm just sitting still, I can feel myself vibrate. It's that intense. But it isn't a jittery kind of energy. But you need to just be a little extra sensitive, extra kind to yourself. Because right now, with all this energy that's coming in, it can make you feel a little more sensitive and maybe even a little bit raw with your feelings and your emotions. So just be mindful of that, so that you don't let that happen.
Beautiful. Heidi said, great advice. Thank you both. And Jill Sheen is saying that was a great show tonight. We still got one. We got a couple of minutes. Can you pull a card for Anthony and Grafia, please?
Sure. Anthony, you got the courage card.
Aha.
And that's Archangel Ariel. Be courageous and stand up for your beliefs. I feel like you are coming kind of, I feel like you're coming to a crossroads and you have some decisions to make in your life right now. And you just need to really be brave and courageous at doing this. You can call on the angels to assist you and they will guide you to make the decision that is the best for you and your highest self. So don't struggle. I mean, just not making a decision is making a decision. So keep that in mind. If you don't choose, it will choose for you. So you want to make sure that you go the way that you are most divinely guided so that it will be for your best and highest good.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Carol is stated, she says, thank you. My maiden name is Archangel.
Oh, wow.
Wow, I didn't know that. Thank you for, I'm reading these comments out for those that are listening and not watching. So I just wanted to let you know that that's pretty evidential right there. And Laura Romero says, great insight and messages, both of you. Tomorrow night. Ruth, you are on Wednesday evenings?
Yes, at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. And what's going on your show next week? What's going on?
I have no idea until they tell me.
Oh, okay. So you wing a successful show. God bless you.
I had never winged anything in my life before. I was always a planner. I had to have my scripts written out. I would do it all. But no, since I started doing this, I fly by the seat of my pants. And sometimes, like, I would be guided. Usually it happens in the first part of the week. But, like, this week, I didn't know until yesterday with what, you know, I was going to talk about on the show or anything. So that's a huge step outside my comfort zone. But, you know, it's so far it's been working and it's been a lot of fun. And you're going to be on the Spiritual Message Circle Saturday, right?
Yes.
Yep, me too.
Okay, good.
And Melissa, I think, again, the three of us.
So if we're at 9 o'clock. Please join us for that Saturday evening. Ruth, it's been a pleasure. And I hope we work together again soon. Thank you so much.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you, everyone who joined us tonight. Have a good evening. Good night.
Bye.
Become a Goldilocks Productions VIP patron.
Receive exclusive access to live stream special and
other epic perks.
Join the Goldilocks Productions VIP community today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.